for board members. That's at least what we do in parks. I'm not sure if that's what you guys normally do here.
Think Rocky, did Rocky give a thumbs up on that? Yeah, so let's go ahead and do a roll call if you would please. I can do that or you can do that.
I do not have, sorry, I've been emailing like crazy to everyone. I don't have that pulled up. So if you could, that would be great.
Well, I'm just gonna, well, I don't have it pulled up too, so I'm just gonna go down the line. So let's start with Sandy, are you present?
I am here.
Kirk, are you around? And then we have Nancy. I see Nancy's on here as well.
Yes, I'm here.
Blair?
Yes.
And then obviously I'm here, Eric. And then we have Rocky, who's my division manager. And we also have Robin Washington, who's going to be our guest speaker today. So roll call complete. And then I would like to move to approving the meeting minutes for November 18th. I'd like to have a motion to approve those meetings. Do I have a second?
A second
and approved. So the minutes for November 18th, 2021 are approved. Everybody hear me right? Sometimes I speak kind of softly.
Eric, I hate to interrupt. Can you hear me?
Yes.
There was no vote to approve the minutes. There was just a motion and a second. So we need, or did I miss that vote?
Oh, I might have missed that vote. And a vote to approve the minutes.
All those approved say aye.
Aye.
Those who don't say no. There you go, Eric.
Perfect. Hey, thank you. So let's go ahead, since that's done, let's go ahead and move into the business and marketing plan. I think we have Lindy on. Is David on as well? Kind of give an update on that.
He was logging in, so I don't see him in the queue yet.
Lindy, do you have any updates on that?
I'm here. I think if Rocky's okay, I'd like to defer to him for this update.
Okay. And what's the update on again? I'm sorry.
The marketing business plan.
Oh, sure. Sorry. Doing more than one thing at a time. So for the record, Rocky Houston, Parks and Lands Division Manager, Clark County Public Works. So we're currently finalizing the reports from the, gosh darn it, the name just disappeared again. It's like I have the initials in my head, from Washington State University's
Metro
Center. Thank you, Eric. I believe, and others can correct me if I'm wrong, Christine, that I think end of this month, we should be getting the report from Laura, which is sort of the background on the business plan and those elements. And we're just about finalized with the operation plan, but we're going to hold it until the end of the business plan because there are some fees and other things that are going to be implemented in that or addressed. So we just want to make sure that the cart's not before the horse. So I think, we're working on our scope of work in getting the schedule set up for this year to do that process. So we'll be working on that. I think our objective is to kind of lay out some examples based off of the information brought up by Washington State University's Metro Center and some other things for the site. Have that start working on getting our stakeholder group steering committee set up. Have those concepts put in front of council to check in and review to make sure we're going in the right path, get some feedback there. And then after that, we would then start our public process and working through those examples. Best case scenario, of course, never works, but best case would be by the end of the calendar year, we would have our process complete, And some direction to then move forward to council for policy decisions. Given all of the constraints upon the community right now with COVID and other things, you know, that may be a little longer than we want, but that's Lindy will be the project manager or the planner associated with this. And then David, Eric, and I will all have supporting roles along with many of you. I believe in regards to the advisory committee, I think we're looking to have a designee that would be on the sort of that stakeholders group. And then we would be checking in with the whole committee at every meeting as we move forward. And that's the update so far. So we're preparing to prepare. If there are any questions, Eric's muted.
Yeah, any questions for Rocky?
Yeah, I have a question. This is Heather Tischbein. I was on the stakeholder group that Galena Burley put together when she was managing this project. And I'm just wondering if you're gonna go back to that group of stakeholders that were involved when Galena was around. So it would have been, gosh, 2020. It's hard to, and what are you going to do with the people who've been involved heretofore as interested stakeholders when you put together a new stakeholder group? I'm curious how you're thinking about that.
Good question, Heather. So, you know, we'll review what that, who those stakeholders were before. You know, I think there's a steering committee and then there's stakeholders. So there can be two different sort of groups as we're moving this thing forward. You know, I think part of what we're trying to do is make sure that we've got an inclusive and expansive steering committee. Not saying that it wasn't before. I don't have all that information at my fingertips to say, you know, these are the 5 or 25 people are on that list. So looking at all those economic elements and all those things that are, we'll be getting some information from the Metro Center on, I think will help identify maybe who some of those stakeholders are. So that we can meet those community needs as well as all of the existing needs that are on the property. So to be determined is the short answer. Christine?
Any other questions?
Yeah, I just for Heather and brothers. So I was I've been talking with the Metro Center and they gave me a draft to kind of look over on some areas. So it looks like it's going to be it's very close to being done. And I think, as Rocky said, it'll be able to answer a lot of questions, or I think not questions, but being able to say what the next steps are or what are some recommendations. So I think the document, I think, has a lot of great scenarios of where potential could lead forward with a lot of examples. So I think once that document comes out, I think it's very close to being done. I think that there will be some really good next steps for that.
Sandy?
I have two questions. One of them is that when the Metro Center presents the business plan and or operations plan, will there be a presentation to either this group or a presentation in some way, or will it just be kind of handed over and then you're going to start doing your work? That's my first question.
Great question. What was established prior? So, if it meets into our timelines, our next meeting here would be in March. Is that correct? Every other month. So I think that would be an opportunity to have it completed, knock on wood, reviewed. So you'd have everyone have an opportunity to read it, and then that we would have an opportunity to have a presentation. I can't speak for the Metro Center staff people and their availability for that, but I think we could try to arrange those presentations, and hopefully that fits into the timeline where we would be close to communicating to council as well, and moving forward and kicking off the process.
Okay. I just know that there's many stakeholders and community people that know the Metro Center has been working on this and would be curious to know what their report was. So just wondering what the process would be for that report. My second question is, I know this is to be a business plan and an operations plan, and you talked about a process of, you know, how you're going to move forward and examples and so on. How do you see this merging and overlapping, changing, supporting the current master plan that was developed in 2020?
Good question. You know, I think master plans are land use plans, and my understanding is that the 2010 plan was adopted and the 2018 plan wasn't adopted. So I think that's my recollection, but maybe, you know.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think it'll be dependent upon what the outcome is. And so if the recommendations through the business plan make changes that would require land use differences, then we would be looking to update the master plan to reflect those land use changes. If they're more housekeeping stuff inside of sort of what's already inside the, then we would note it and reference back to that land use plan, but utilize that as what to present as direction as we're moving forward to implement those strategies. So I think it just really depends upon the product and what direction we're given by council and really the feedback and ideas that come out of the process.
Okay, thank you.
So this is Heather again, and I have a question for Christine. In what you looked at, Christine, is there a public engagement plan that's part of the proposal? Because there's been very rigorous public engagement in the plan, master plan for Heritage Farm 2010-2020. As Sandy said, there's been a lot of public interest in what goes on at Heritage Farm. And I'm just wondering if there's a public participation plan that's embedded in what the Metro Center is proposing.
So Christine, if I may, and you can follow up if I don't get it correct. So Heather, the Metro plan is providing sort of research and background that's going to then influence our process. So Clark County will be doing the planning and the outreach in that public process to develop the product, the plan, the business plan. Now, Metro Center will be a part of that and helping us through that, but the county will be taking that and be responsible for that public process.
So, Rocky, do you know who's going to be your public engagement person on this?
So, we have a community outreach or communications section, and so they would be working with the division in setting that up and working that, and Lindy would be the one on the team that would be the creating those communications and setting up those schedules and announcement and trying to get that all. So we'll be going back through the files and see who was part of things in the past, trying to make sure that our contact list is accurate as we're going forward and making sure as we are reaching out that we're hitting the same group of people that we hit before and expanding from there.
Okay. And if I have any other questions or concerns about the public engagement aspect of this, is Lindy the person for me to talk to?
Yes, I would start with Lindy, and then we'll go from there.
And that would be lindy.wallach@clark.gov. What would her email address be?
So gosh darn close. Good job. It's so tough. Yes, so lindy.wallach@clark.wa.gov. So, okay. Yep.
Thank you. Hi, Lindy. I'm going to be talking to you. You'll get tired of me very soon, I promise. Good.
I look forward to it.
Heather, this is David. I work with Lindy in the planning and community development or capital development group. And when you are communicating with Lindy, if you don't mind copying me and Rocky, so we can stay abreast of the communications that are going on. It just allows us to assist Lindy a little more seamlessly when she needs some help.
Gotcha. I just have this to say about that, David. I'm more than happy to do that, and be careful for what you wish for.
Oh, I know. I've been doing this recreation planning thing for 20 some odd years, and I know how the inboxes can be punishing.
Well, I look forward to being friends with all of you.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have a great time.
All right. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Heather. Are there any other questions out there? I can't see all the participants, but is there any other questions before we move on? Okay, I don't see anything unless Jessica, do you see anything? Okay, so the next agenda item will be Robin Washington. She's going to update you on the wetland project at Heritage Farm. Robin, it's all yours.
Thank you. Thank you for muting me. I forgot to mute myself before. And let's see if I can find this again. The last time I was here, I'm Robin Washington, and for now I'm the project manager for this project. In 6 days, I'll be retired. So they will, yeah, I'm loving that thought. Last time I was talking to you, you guys wanted to see what the 30% looked like for this project. This is the wetland restoration project out there for the Cougar Creek. And just a quick reminder, this project was part of your discussions in the master planning that you were doing. So most of you probably have already heard about this and have seen this project and discussed this project. And it's now moving forward because it has money. The benefits of this project, as a reminder, quickly, to increase groundwater, to enhance the summer stream flow, improve overall water quality, reduce summer water temperatures for Cougar Creek, and anything that benefits Cougar Creek also benefits Salmon Creek because Cougar dumps into Salmon. These are the current dates that we have that we're shooting for. They may become moved around a little bit. Usually we're pretty close. We have money, so we need to spend it and get it going. DOE's wanting us to get on the move. Here's what we came up with. This is the 30% plan. This is not set in stone, of course, but it's pretty close. As you see here, we have wetland vegetative planting around here, about 35 feet. You see on the backside here, there's no planting, there's no room. You have two crossings that will help you get between the current driveways that you have in place. These two walkways or driveways are gravel, they're 14 feet wide. They are surrounded with a split rail fence on each side to keep you in there and out of the wetland, but give you access to the existing gravel site, road that you already have over there. This road that you're already using will stay. It will be also 14 feet. It will have two shoulders, grass shoulders of 8 feet on each side. This little note here that's hard to read, it's just saying that there's a sanitary pipe here that needs to be moved out of the way for the project. I'll give you a half here so you can see these words a little better. The LDT, the parking lot that was done, I think it was in 2019. It's over here. And so it gives you a little close up. Here we are, the weather station. Now we know the tower out there has to have a 50-foot buffer around it. We were told that. We do not know what the buffer needs to be for the smaller station, weather stations out there. We have not received an answer to that question. So if someone knows the answer to the question, please let us know. It's very important to the design. Otherwise, we'll probably just make up a number of 20 feet or so and try and stay away from it, because we know we need to give it a buffer. We would really like to know the number. And this is the easterly end. Again, just a close up of what's going on. Creek flowing through, vegetation. And here's that sewer pipe. You can see it a little bit around this one. Getting it out of our way. I'm going to slip down here and show you. This is a similar wetland planting to the one that we are going to do. And as you see, 2015, it's kind of raw. 4 years later, it's up and beautiful. And that's what they're planning on having it look like out here. So that's pretty much the gist of it. I did type up the email addresses for you so that you can have it. I didn't put David's on there. Next time I will on the open house. The open house is going to be January 25th, which is this Tuesday coming. I'm not sure if.
Hey, Robert. Jeff.
Hello.
What type of open house is this? Is this a virtual open house? If so,
yes.
How would they find out about it?
That's a good question, Rocky. I don't know. I was assuming that they already knew about this open house.
If they hadn't, would that be on our?
It probably should be online.
Well, I will.
I have not checked online though. It should be online.
So, Robin, this is Christine Perry, and we received a mailer at the Heritage Farm about the flyer that I can send out. That we've scanned it. That has all the information about it. So I can email that to you, Rocky, or and Eric, for you guys to send out. But it was something that got it that we came in the mail for us.
Perfect.
And you're ahead of me because I did not see the flyer. That's why I don't know.
On the main Clark County, Washington webpage, it's listed under news as well.
I'll make sure the information. I'm sorry, I'll make sure that information gets transferred over to our Heritage Farm website.
In Thank the you.
Events and news. That shouldn't be a problem at all.
And to add to this, Robin, you know, it was already probably addressed, but again, this was identified in that 2010 master plan and in the 2018 is this improvement here to this habitat area and wetland area. So again, we're just trying to move forward with those habitat issues. And we're continuing to look into all the buffers and all those elements to try to minimize impacts to existing uses. But again, you know, we won't know what some of those buffers are and stuff until we get through the permitting. And as soon as we know that information, we would communicate with y'all and our lessees, et cetera. Eric would be in conversation. And I think he's been having sort of discussions informally about that. Hey, this is coming and we don't know exactly what things are. I know with agricultural practices, there's different sets of rules than if it was building a parking lot. So again, that provides us more wiggle room and hopefully less impacts to the rest of the property.
Rocky, Blair here. I'm glad to hear you make that last statement because there really has been, so far, there really hasn't been any discussion with people designing this about what actually happens on that site. There is no water flow across that property during the summer at all. And so to make a terribly wide buffer, it, to me, makes some questions when you're looking at how much will that buffer reduce